And I'm back. Hold on a second. And I'm back, and sorry for the extra song, but I had to help the wife with putting up groceries. She just got back in. Let me shut the door real quick. Hey, okay. I have a ton of questions. So, here we go. Nico-chan314. So, my God, do you know what the Vampire Heart does? It's been 48 hours since it rolled out. Right now, my understanding is it is part of the new Spooky Forest that's being revamped, and it's all not out yet. That was at least what I had heard from Scully last time anybody of an official status said anything about it. So it's kind of a, you know, wait and see. ADH is pissy because she can't put it in her display case, because she would. Because, you know, we love dead hearts. Let's see here. I've been told to hit my clan message board. Weehee! Yay. We have a new clanny. Alright, moving on. Fatty Maddie 420. Why is petrified time so rare nowadays? It's because it was only given out one per player during the Time Catastrophe or White Wednesday or the Jig Click or Oops, whatever you want to call it. Every player was given one of those. And when you made them into a weapon, a pants, a helmet, you got extra turns. Well, now with the dual wield, you can have on the full outfit plus a second time sword and get, what's it, 15 turns extra from that? So that would kind of be why, because it gives you the extra turns, and that there aren't any more in the game. There are no more new ones coming in to the game. And that's why. When they get used up into making a helmet or whatever, they're gone. So that would be why they're rare, which goes into my supply and demand. Big demand, low supply, prices go up. Next one. Gleebs asks, what do I keep in my quest log? You know, let's go look. Campground, quest log. Notes. I have how many stars and lines I need to make every star item. And right now, that's all I've got. Even though I think I might actually start putting in, which really wouldn't help me, choices. That's all I keep in there right now is how many stars and lines it takes to make every star thing, so I'm tired of having to look it up every freaking time I need it. Let's see here. I'm an AA. What would you suggest? Combat initiative or melee damage passive skills first after Eye of the Stoat and LTS. I would say melee damage passive, because you can always, if you're a muscle class, get to the cheap wind-up clock. But springy facility would be a great follow-up. So I would say the next three skills that you need to get would be Claws of the Walrus, Claws of the Otter, and Springing Facility. Those should be your next three after you've got those, if you're starting to work on the damage and combat initiative aspect of LTS synergy. And you want to kind of mix and match. You don't want to do all of one and then go do all the other ones. But, you know, little damage, little combat initiative. Little damage, a little bit more damage, a little bit more combat initiative. So mix them together. And that will work. Let's see here. Cool Gamer asks, I know how, but many are still asking about how to get the oily golden mushroom. Well, knowing that it's been spoiled on the forums and in the wiki, I will probably point you guys in that direction. Since, you know, you're asking for information, I want to make you guys self-sufficient. That would be be www. It's off of Coldfront. So Coldfront.net. Find the wiki. There you go. But what I will say this is that you do need to get a black gloomy mushroom. You need to have at least one of those with you. And then you'd be able to do some bargaining to get your oily mushroom. Which I will have mine for Ashlan very, very soon. Actually, in about 5 days. I think it's 5 days. Let's see here. Existence 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. No, 6 days. 6 days. I'm off by 1 day. 5 days is when they'll sprout. Powera says, I personally believe that OxyCore is the best ascension ever. I didn't talk about this, but I have found that OxyCore, it lets me deal with getting my buffs. I can do a little buffing every day, but I'm not running turns, so I can build up a little bit of buffage. I can get my snow cones every day. I have to say that having snow cones and OxyCore really does make a difference. I will admit to the people who said that it makes hardcore easier, that it's ruined the game, that it really has made hardcore Oxy easier in my mind, because I'm like, I have like 12 snow cones to use today. Okay, click. You know, I go through all of them, and I still have 6 left. So I'm like, wow, that was fun. But yeah, I mean, OxyCore, if you have a good set of skills, if you have a basis for LTS energy, if you have enough support skills and your familiar skills, then, I mean, Oxy's pretty damn amazing, and honestly, I found this out last time, I was floored by it. My previous fastest ascension had been a hardcore no-path that was 975 turns, 6 days. Okay? My first oxygenarian, 20 days, 971 turns. It was fewer turns, and I vaguely remember burning 50 turns looking for sex change operations. So, and that was without air. You know, and I'm looking right now, Ash is 3/5 the way through level 9, and he's only played 545 turns. I mean, you're much more effective in Oxy. I'm finding this out, and I'm kind of liking this. I like OxyCore. I do like OxyCore, and I am honestly debating, after I go through my 11 softcore, I may go back into OxyCore again. As you know, I've got 8 more hardcore non-Oxys to do, because I want to get 5 of every stainless steel item. I've got 5 scarves and 5 shillelaghs I need. And I've got 3 everything else. So I'm probably going to get 5. I may go for a second Oxy set, I'm thinking. Oh, no. Because I do like this. This is nice. Let's see here. Lucy Space, what do you think about opening the sunken chest? Riff said in the forums it needs to be shinier. I still think they're playing with this until they give us something more pertinent that, yes, they did change the code for the shiny sunken chest, and the sunken chest can now be opened. I'm really honestly not going to buy that. I'm sorry. I'm going to believe. Fatty Matty 420. I haven't played in a long time, but what are the Crimbo duds worth nowadays? You know what? Let's go search them all. Crimbo. Well, Crimbo Elfling is worth 190 million meat. I want an Elfling and I'm never going to get one. Crimbo Hat, 17.5 million. Crimbo Pants, 17.5 million. Crimbo Sword, 17.5 million. There you go. Crimbo Stockings, only worth 8 million still? Wow. It's like Contrixer selling off all of his stuff. Of course, you know, he had a ton of stars, and I don't know who snagged them, because they're gone. And none of the other big main names picked them up, so. But I did get a Star Charge. Anyway, next question. Fixius asks, where to adventure in hardcore around level 5 and level 6? Well, let me look at you here for a second. Who is Fixius? Helps if I spell your name with an X. Not helps if I just type it right. Yes, okay. And of course, you've logged off. But I'm going to answer your question anyway. We got about 19 ascensions. That's pretty cool. Really not hardcore. Haven't done any hardcores. So, if you're going to go hardcore, you're probably just for another character more than likely, would be my guess. I would say level 5 and level 6, you're probably still going to be worrying about the boss bat area and the knob goblins area. And level 6, you should be trying to get to your stomach slash liver slash spleen at level 6 as fast as you can so you can open up that freedom to have more stuff. Those are still pretty good areas. And hardcore, you're not going to have the benefit of having your Mr. A's or your icicles or anything that would boost your monster levels to the point where it becomes worthwhile to do Menagerie level 3 that quick unless you basically have a full-blown LTS synergy already running. So I would still say probably you're still looking somewhere in the Goblin Knoll somewhere would be a good chance to be in level 5. But if you're early hardcore, then you actually tend to be running behind a little bit. You might as well still be working on the boss bat. Nick asks, during a speed core run, is it worth 13 pulls to pull 3 cans of air, 6 pates, and 4 single barrel whiskeys? Does the stat slash adventure game justify using that many pulls? Dear Lord, how many days are you trying to do a run in? If you're trying to do anything less than a 3-day run, no, it's not. Because you're going to be short items that you need, like your keys and your stuff you need for the lair. If you're going to do anything more than a 3-day, then there's no reason for that either. I can do a 3-day fairly easily, and I don't pull that much stuff. I don't even pull, I don't think I have anything to pull. But I end up doing, my first 3-day softcore runs. My first day's pulls are as follows. And you can whine that, well, I don't have some of those, and we'll talk about what you use instead. Okay, I use 4 chow mains. I pull 1 drink. That's a Disco Bandit drink. I pull a meat engine, a dope wheels. I pull a facsimile dictionary that I earned the last trip around. I pull 1 icicle. And if you don't have that, pull an epic weapon. I pull 2 Miz accessories and a Mr. Accessory Jr. If you don't have those, pull anything you've got that gives you plus stats, like badass belts. I pull wax lips. If you don't have that, pull something that increases your familiar's weight. That leaves me with 5 that... Yeah, that leaves me with 5 pulls left. Okay, well, I'll use those 5 pulls. Then I will pull, depending on how fast I'm running that day, I will either pull my 3 oars, or I will pull my swashbuckling outfit, and I'll pull whichever of those 3 sets I don't pull the next day. Like if I don't get to level 8, I'll pull my swashbuckle outfit. If I do get to level 8, I'll pull the oars I need and get it done with. In day 2, I pull 4 more chow mains. I pull 3 Disco Bandit drinks. I say I pull 4 Disco Bandit drinks. That's 8 turns. That's 8. The 3 other things, that's 11. And then I have 9 turns left, or 9 pulls left, to basically pull potions if I so desire. Because the way I do my softcore runs is I plan to be ready to run the lair at turn 600. Which is, as soon as I get out of running, I'm in the lair with all my stuff. So I don't even play to pull stuff before, because I don't care. Okay? And, you know, and yes, I can do it when I care, because I've done it when I cared. And Lilith and I did a 2-day, just to see if it could be done, You know, of course it can be done. And we both pulled it off. She did it with air. I did it without. I did it dual wielding. She didn't. So there's different ways to do it. But I did a 2-day run in 415 turns. But I mean, if you look at my Ascension, you'll see most of my runs, you know, 617, 613, 615, 616, 615. I don't see any reason to pull that many path boosters on day one. I mean, I could see trading out some of the pates for the chow mains. I mean, you can maybe, not pull out three chow mains, which would give you 12, which means you could pull four pates. It means you have one more. You mean you have one less free pull later on. I mean, you can pull an air. I mean, you can make it a little bit, but in the long run, unless you're really trying for a 3-day inside Ronin or a 2-day in a softcore run, there's no point in doing that, honestly. Because I was doing 3 days before I had my icicle. Okay, so that's just my thought. That is my thought. But yeah, Dark Eagle, that's player number, as we've set out, 159833. I never give out his number, so I don't have it memorized. There is a second Dark Eagle that's got a space in it. That's not me. It's all one word. That's my softcore multi that I play with. Let's see here. So, I would say, honestly, Nick, no. Sorry. I disagree. Para, what attribute Ascension do you think is the easiest to go through Oxycore with? I went into the Hardcore channel and I kind of powwowed with some of the Hardcore Oxygenarians. I said, okay, I want to do this, I'm going to do this right. I said, I right now am in a debate between going with a primary stat sign or the sign that gives me monster mind control device. And they said an Oxy is pretty much a thing to go ahead and take a sign that gives you mind control device. Now, you don't need to do the possum one because that's food, and you don't really need to do the clover ones because in hardcore Oxy, you need, let me think here, you need one for casino pass for your epic weapon. If you're lazy and you need an epic weapon early, you need a clover for the skeleton, and you need a clover for perfume if it's bitchy. Other than that, you really are not dependent on clovers, as you are seeing a teetotaler, where you need clovers for knob, goblin, grab bags, for food. So, I still kind of go with, if it's a mysticality, go with the mysticality stat points, because it'll help your mist points. If you're Moxie, I'm still haven't figured that out yet. With my muscles, I went one where I got MCD, and then one where I got Rhapsody. I can get to the muscle area. So I can kind of, because actually what's going to be nice is I'll be asked to be able to finish off all three remaining spooky fairies that I don't have, not spooky, fairy elementals. I got one of them. And I'm waiting for my next turn set to go get my next one. And then I'll get the third ones. Well, that's the way. I can't do that yet. I can't do either one of those sections until I gotta wait. I won't screw that up. That would have been bad. Yeah, I cannot kill that person until I get the fairy so that I can get this familiar equipment. Blah, blah, blah. Okay, anyway. Now I'm done thinking that through. Yeah, but anyway, at the end of this run, I'll have all five of the elemental fairies, which is pretty cool. You don't have access to meat engines? Go make one or buy one. So I would say, I still say that monster level improvement is still key to fast runs and getting your stats. Let's see here. Moving on. Rickett, how much do you hate the lack of clovers? Lots? Well, actually, Rickett, I don't care. Honestly. Ashlon needs one clover because I forgot to get one earlier on for the skeleton. So he needs one clover. Dark Eagle's got a stash I bought a long time ago out of the mall. So I'm not, right now, I'm not clover dependent. If I was still in my teetotaler stages, I would be whining up a freaking storm. I would be. Clover for the skeleton door? Brute force it, man. I'm so lazy. You don't even understand how lazy I am. I mean, that's why I do soft cores that just finish rowing and then finish it. Because I don't want to have to like manage my pulls. I don't care about managing my pulls. I don't care about, oh, do I pull this or do I go farm it? Do I have enough? I don't care. I'm not about, you know, getting everything as quick as possible. I just don't care, because I'm lazy like that. Vidalia asked a question. I'm going to go ahead and jump everybody else's, because it does kind of pertinent what I've been saying. And Vidalia asks, what is an epic weapon? Each class has a weapon that requires 10 muscle to wield, but gives you a 50 damage, and then also boosts your primary stat. And we call that an epic weapon, and then there are the epic hats that you can get from the nefarious. Oh, what's the frickin'? How do they word it? Damn it! Your nemesis in the dank and dark and sinister cave. You can get an epic hat. Well, you can get an epic weapon. And if you look at my display case, I have one of each of the weapons and the hats in the display case, if not more. But basically, you have to get an item out of the casino to help smith it together. So, like, a turtle tamer would have the turtle slinger, a accordion thief would have the rock and roll legend, epic weapons are on the horizon. I know it's always been the big joke, epic weapons are already here. I'm assuming you meant epic pants, Cleaves, because I'm looking at my epic weapons, and they're all pretty sitting here in my display case. Epic pants, yes. So we can maybe have an epic outfit. That would be awesome. Like 6 new tattoos. Epic. That'd be awesome. Pretty spiffy. Oh my god. Weird things in... Anyway, so that's what an epic weapon is. Go ahead and check it out. It's in my display case. It's most of the way down. Sclera says, it should be noticed that items that can be created also affect other items. When people figured out how to make sleazy fairy gravy, prawn legs went off the chart. True. Indie Rock Zombie. If you barely have any meat, what would one do to recover so he or she could play them all, auto-selling, monsters, etc.? I would auto-sell your crap after making sure that nothing that you have can't be sold in your store. You know, if you're strong enough to go play the peak, play the peak. That's your meat pony. If you're not strong enough to play the peak, play the Knob Goblin Treasury, and you just do a day of farming, and you'll have plenty enough meat. And then you just kind of keep doing that, then you'll be able to eventually get some meat to play. Hearn the Hunter, what if someone fell for, quote, I'll give you 2 million meat for 5 million meat? Then I laugh at you for being an idiot. Because if you can't understand that one, then that's your own damn fault. That's not a scam. That's someone offering you a bad deal, and you took it. Cool Hunter asks, what happened to your cup collection? I've never had a cup collection. You're probably thinking of Feared Al Yankovic, who's another DJ. But, yeah, try Feared Al Yankovic. Indie Rock Zombie. Also, what's the best way to earn enough money to buy a store in the mall? Understand, I've never ascended and have been scammed dozens of times. Okay, number one, don't trade with anybody. If you've been scammed numerous times, you need to stop until you start really understanding what's going on. Second, one day's worth of treasury farming and or peak farming will get you plenty of enough meat to buy your maul. Kid you not. Cool Gamer asks, the dungeon potions, is there an odds level for their drop? Or is it the inflation of certain potions random, like bubbly? What it looks to me is that, for whatever reason, some potions tend to give drunkenness more often than others. I don't know why. I don't know if it's the equivalent. But I think that's why, because more people tend to be like, they need a certain potion than another. I mean, as far as I can tell, whenever you get a box or the drops, they just drop. It's random. I've not seen anything about a percentage ratio of which ones you get. So, I actually saw that and I can understand, but, you know, it may just be that drunkenness is a certain set. I don't know. Honestly, do not know. Ooh, Sneaksy's back. Interesting. Gleebs asks, what do you think of the Bugbear Shaman in Hardcore? I think that he'd be really hard-pressed to fund his magic points with meat. Unless you're a Mysticality class and you can get MMJs. Or an Accordion Thief and get MMJs. Otherwise, I think that you might be running into a larger meat crunch than you normally already would, trying to hold up all of your your buffs that you usually run. You know, and a lot of people say, you know, I want a familiar that gives me an item drop percentage and stat gains. And the more I think about this, I think stat gains and meat is actually more important, because the meat allows you to fund all of the buffs and spells and skills that you need to survive in a fast type of situation. Well, you know, guys, I'm, Wombat says it's, found last night, totally random determination what does what. They come in sets, which set you get is random. Interesting. But, you know, guys, I'm out of questions. I have no questions. And, I'm going to, play a little David Bowie. And this will be your chance to save my rear end and send me some questions so I can get through these next 20 minutes. Otherwise, Suckage Radio is going to start. You can send in your blue message questions to Ashalon. That's player number 67689. So go slash MSG space 67689. Or slash MSG space Ashalon. Ask your gameplay question that you can kind of see. It's pretty much running the gamut what we're talking about today. Your questions coming up after the song, hopefully. You're listening to State of the Kingdom with your host Ashalon here on Radio KOL. Hi, and I am back. Back with, seven questions. Yeah, so this should be fun. Lucy's face, do you think the egg in the leaf is openable? Right now, I have a hunch it's not, but the way it's written and the way Riff was talking about when he did the Strange Leaflet redo was that they reserve the right to add in new content at any time and not tell anybody. So I think that at any point it might could be openable. I think that would be one of the points where there would be something new in the leaflet. I think doing a specific path in the maze would be a new place where they could add something in the leaflet. Those would be the two obvious points that I can think of off the top of my head. But I think right now, no. But then again, you know, I'm not Dever, and I don't know. If I was a Dever, I couldn't tell you. But I'm not a Dever. Let's see here. Moving on. Deadly Dusk, I've just ascended for the third time. What should I do? Well, Deadly Dusk, let's look at your character and see what you've done.